The Saints are flying. 4 wins in a row. Their latest win by 21 points. Oh, hang on. Hang on. Sorry. The combined winning margin for our last 4 games was 21 points. Oh, dear. Let's break it down on the latest episode of Saints or Sinners. Saints or Sinners? If you're a St. Kilda tragic footy fan, fantasy freak, or just love chatting Saints with a bit of banter, well then you're in the right place. We've got our 3 Saints diehard fans and, as always, our 1 neutral panellist keeping us honest. On today's episode, we'll break down our game against the Bombers, the Lion Cage with Coach Proc breaking down Ross Lyon's game plan, who's this week's Saints or Sinner of the round, slide indoors with Yoz looking back at the what ifs, and a whole lot more fantasy, maybe even a brutal chef's knife, and of course, Naz contract talk. To our regulars who have been messaging us through our Instagram, wow, we appreciate you. And guess what? We just hit 1,000 followers on our Instagram.
It's Saints or Sinners. Instagram this week. It's been hysteria.
Not bad for a family-run podcast. To our new listeners, to keep things lively, every few minutes we play the footy siren sound. That means it's time to pause for some St. Kilda trivia. So play along at home, test your knowledge. And if you're enjoying the show, don't forget to follow us on Spotify and hit that 5-star rating button. It takes 2 seconds and helps us push up the rankings. Now, a footy podcast is nothing without a panel, and we have a good mix of talent here for you today, so let's cue the intro music. First up, it's the man at the stove and the heart of every St. Kilda debate. He spent more time at Moorabbin than most of the players. When the Saints are flying, he's all smiles, but when we're down, you might hear about it. Head chef by trade, master ranter by reputation, it's our head chef, Yoz.
When we're down all the time, aren't we? But those, what were those stats? What were the winning points?
So a combined margin of 21 points.
It's like reverse 09 when we lost 3 games by a total of what, 13 points? Oh my gosh. But it was a very interesting week and we're going to break it down. There's going to be lots of debate about what's going on in the club, so stay tuned.
It's going to be a great episode. Next, we've got our fantasy guru. If you've ever binge-watched mini-matches or scrolled through highlight reels on the official AFL app, chances are you've seen his handiwork, as he's worked for the AFL for the past 10 years. Not only that, he's a fantasy footy fanatic, once cracking into the top 100 in AFL fantasy and forever chasing that elusive fantasy title. It's Saint Trenner.
Once cracking into the top 100, we might have to revisit that intro after next week when it all ends.
Balancing things out, we've got our resident straight shooter, a seasoned footy mind. He's been a VFL head coach, developed future AFL stars as an AFL athletes development coach, and now leads North Ballarat. He didn't grow up barracking for the Saints, but marrying into a family of diehard Saints supporters means he's now part of the tribe by association, dragging us back down to earth with a dose of reality. It's Coach Proc.
Hey lads, how's it going?
Still on the Saints wagon or off it now? It's gonna be a battle here.
I did see some comments online that apparently I was saying we a lot, and I was like, oh, I was right, but now I've definitely flipped to you.
Stay tuned because we're gonna go head to head with Clint because Clint's all over the Naz thing, and we're gonna
I can't wait. I'm happy to tell everyone we're gonna talk trades today. Yeah, we're gonna talk trades.
Cannot wait. And finally, my name is Julian Balthazar, an AFL stats fanatic here to carry out today's agenda. All right, let's keep this podcast moving and occasionally stir the pot. Welcome to Saints or Sinners. Let's get straight into the action. So Saints v Dons, 75-77 was the final score in favour of the Saints. Mason Redman and Andy McGrath led the game with 36 and 35 disposals. For the Saints, it was a throwback. Jack Steele led our mob with 27 disposals along with 9 tackles. Wintager had 26 disposals and this guy called Naziah Wanganeen-Malira had 24 touches and a goal. Jack Higgins kicked 3 goals for the Saints. Is he still in All-Australian contention? Who knows? Cooper Sharman also had 3. Mason Wood kicked 2 for the game. Nail-biting finish, but a dreadful game of footy. Let's throw it to the panel. Yoz, what did you make of the Saints v Dons? I'm laughing because
that was a cricket. Donuts. It was a shocking match to watch. I was trying to, like I said, normally I got pages and pages of stuff to go. But what was it, Jules? You went to the match with a $7 dynamic pricing for general admission. I was thinking that when I was watching the first quarter, I was thinking that's overs for it, mate. They should have paid you to go to the match. It was that shocking. Like, I really struggled. I tried to see, I thought Dodzilla, he showed a bit. Boxall, I've really felt bad for Boxall this week because we've been on him after his first game. We christened him the next Josh Dunkley, but he won the Norwich Rising Star. He won the AFL Rising Star, and then all this kicked off at the club, and no one gave a stuff about his Rising Star. But I thought he was good again, but there's no highlights for me.
Well, speaking of highlights, Trenner, were you actually on the game for highlights, and were there any?
Yes, I was producing that one myself. I was struggling for highlights. I did get a nice one from Naz, again, burning someone on the wing. And the game really needed that, didn't it? That was a highlight again. I don't know whether it's the last time we're going to enjoy that guy on Marvel. We'll get to that a lot later. But Yeah, I thought there was some other positive to take out of it, though. Garcia's one. I really liked his work in the middle. I don't know what they're doing with McRae, whether they're phasing him out after one season, but he had about 58% game time, I think. He could not get on the park again in the final term, and they're preferring Garcia over him, which I don't mind that at the moment. I think Garcia's making a name for himself. He tackles hard, he's ferocious, and he's now starting to find a little bit of the ball as well, which is exciting. I liked Yoz's comparison to Dunkley with Boxshaw, because I see it. I see Dunkley loves taking those overhead marks on the wing, and Boxshaw took a couple of nice ones as well. There were some other positives as well from Maxi Hall. A lot of the fans were a little bit disappointed with some of the other selections. Dodson comes in and only plays a couple quarters before being subbed out. You could see that one before the match even started. Typical Ross. The other one is the use of Collard and Henry. I mean, we're just interchanging the two every week. Collard comes on as a sub, has little to no impact, not really his fault. Henry goes back to the twos and has an impact. And the other one that Saints fans will be a little bit disappointed in is Filippo. I know, of course, he's probably underdone, have an injury-rattled season, but, you know, that could be our future. That's a future Bontempelli, I've heard. So we need to see a lot more from Filippo, and hopefully next season him and King get on the park together.
I'm going to jump on Filippo's support case here, because we said last week, the guy's not AFL fit. He's had no preseason. They tried to bring him back. He got injured. Like, we went through this all before, but he just needs a proper run in the VFL to build up his form. They're trying to shoehorn him into the team, and it's not helping his confidence, and you can see he's just not ready for it.
Well, Yoz, do you remember last week's podcast? I said before Filippo got dropped in 2024, it was because he was playing forward, which is the exact role he's had at the moment, obviously not been able to break into the midfield.
Well, he's not fit enough to play.
That's right. He's never actually had big numbers as a midfielder, so I'm not surprised at all that he's had 5 touches and 4 touches, you know, in the last few games. Maybe it was even 3 last week.
As a forward, yeah.
Brock, should we get into your thoughts on the match, or do you want to jump straight into breaking down Ross Lyon? Will it tie in, or do you want
to... Yeah, tie it in. Just roll
it. Let's do it. On.
He's following you on Instagram.
Press the rock button.
Oh, the Vikings are a big part of this chat, actually.
He's a big part of not in mine. No, I'm sorry, mate. Look, I think you blokes have summed up pretty well. So the Saints versus the VFL Bombers, you know, it was a good effort from the lads out there. But it was a little, I like what the Bombers brought. They had a bit of a chip on their shoulder. I know I mentioned that a fair bit on this pod, but they had a bit of fight about them. They were up for the contest. They knew they were undermanned. They showed a little bit in regards to some of their, you know, types that are literally going to get delisted, right? There'll be that 2 or 3 of them that won't be on the AFL list next year. So they're playing for spots, and they were up for it.
Speaking of Gresham.
Oh, no, they're definitely Gresham. And they're, mate, you know, they're forward, the young guy, you know, he kicked, 3, and he's coming. He's still leading the VFL goal kicking for 2 teams, Liam McMahon and Carlton and Essendon. Yes. It's got a hyphen on it.
Wow.
So it's incredible. But he's had a good impact. So I thought the Bombers brought a bit of energy and actually competed really hard. And where the Saints got them, though, eventually was actually in their front half. They connected better than you thought. So, you know, 15 inside 50 marks is not a bad effort. You know, considering you only had 43 entries, that's a pretty high number. And it's good from the Saints.
And Essendon don't have any defenders, and Laverty went off
and then they made it count. So all of a sudden, Sharman looked like, you know, Steve Kernahan, and he was flying. So, the tackles in, like, obviously Steele, you know, and Garcia, I think they had like 21 tackles between them.
9 and 12.
And a lot of them were in forward attacking areas of the ground as well. So their pressure was elite. And I think the smalls fed off that a little bit. So I actually feel like, as much as it was difficult, the pressure wasn't too bad. Okay, what are you laughing at, Yoz?
I'm just laughing because when Naz and Windy go, Steele and Garcia are going to be our midfield next year. So it's good that they're going.
Well, they're tackling well, that's for sure. I don't think the other two are getting the ball because they were the highest possession getters. And I think in the end, that's probably where it was won, in a sense there, just about the connection inside 50 and the Saints are able to get it over the line. But certainly it wouldn't be one you walk away going, wow, we're flying at the moment, are we? So it's an interesting month and period for the Saints at the moment.
Well, I was at the ground. I actually watched from level 3 because there was an away game, so I don't get my lovely level 1 reserve spot. And I can just echo what the fans are saying. Firstly, they were saying we got smashed in the hitouts.
So 52-32. So Goldstein, he bloody just, he's just simply a ruckman at this point. He just taps the ball. He doesn't really get it around.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't bring that up because Marshall never wins. Yeah. Like, he doesn't win ruck head out. So, well, but he gets forward and took a mark and kicked a nice goal.
Well, I think
had a couple.
Yes, yeah, he was good really forward, Marshall. I liked him playing forward.
TDK, you got to get him.
Well, I think we're all on that, but a lot of the fans aren't on it because of the whole Naz thing. TDK.
Well, a different separate issue.
We will get into a question, but just before that, I actually went last night. I just needed a lifter, so I went on YouTube and I typed TDK highlights, and there's someone from the Carlton Club put together his highlights from 2024, and I am sold on the big man. I just cannot wait to get him in the Saints.
All right, obviously we know what the emotions are about tonight. It's all about Nasiah. Now, it's not a Nasiah based trivia this time, but it is to stay or to go. That's the theme of tonight.
I like it.
Nice. So in that vein, we've done some business with Sydney in the past. So I've got five players here that I want you to name in recent years.
Oh, how recent?
I'll say the last 10 to 20 years. I'm not talking about trades from the 60s, 70s, 80s.
Okay.
Can't go back that far. So five players that we've recruited from Sydney.
Oh, recruited?
Recruited.
Sean Dempster.
Yeah, great one.
Schneider.
Schneider.
Memories of that grand final.
Everett? Did he go there and come back?
No,
I'm not. He went to Hawthorn.
And Barry Hall was the opposite, wasn't he? And Tony Lockett. Why am I only thinking who Barry we sent Hall. And not who we brought in? Hang on, it wasn't there.
We got Robbie Neal we got in 97.
Come on, mate. You should know these
came
ones.
Back. Oh, no.
Yeah, a bit more recent, lads.
More recent?
Oh, let's say last 5 to 10 years.
People at home, I know, are screaming out the answer, and they always message me, how did you not get it?
Hickey.
There's pressure. Sent
him us a tip. Is it midfield, forward, or back?
There's one in the midfield at the moment.
Oh, okay. At the moment?
Yeah, there's one who's not playing for us, but he's playing in the AFL for another club. Jeez. And there's one who's retired recently.
Sydney.
Who Sam. Came?
Oh,
came
sorry, Zach Jones.
Zach Jones.
Zach Jones.
Oh, Jones, yeah. And he's playing in another club.
The other one, yeah.
Traded him out. Oh, yeah, right. And he's still playing in the midfield in another club.
The other one is a forward.
Oh.
Recently? Oh, fuck. Trent for the Pies. Same, wasn't it?
Who?
Trent
Dennis Membry. Membry! Oh, yeah.
Trent Dennis Lane as well.
Yeah, true. There was one more I was looking for as well, and that's Dan Hennebry.
Hennebry,
and we know how that one ended. Yeah.
Mate, that's a good quiz today.
Like his number on my back.
Fans, hold on tight. It's time for the chef's knife.
Let's get straight into it. I feel like there's a scathing chef's knife coming.
No scathing. I'm like, what? I was thinking, what do the fans want to hear? What do they want us to knife? Who do they want us to knife this week? Well, I'm going to knife the fans. Us.
Oh, no.
This whole Naz thing is this whole hysteria. Is like, the whole thing, I think the peak of it was his interview on Channel 7.
Yeah.
Like, let's be, like, after that, if he's leaving, it was a shocking interview. And I watched it. I was like, actually, it's not that bad. That's just how Naz is. He's not the most savvy media performer. I think if you listen to all these interviews recently, because he's doing a lot more, I don't know, because they're asking him more, because obviously he's now one of the top five players in the comp. But he's just not a fluent interviewer yet, so he's improving. I just didn't think it was that bad. But I think this is a free agent process, and we're just not used to having top free agents that other clubs are chasing. And, like, this is it's okay when we chase TDK. It's okay when we chase LDU. It's okay when we chase Finn Callahan. So that's the process. So that's just what it is. And Naz, you can't fault what Naz has done. He has been magnificent. He's elevating himself to top five player, probably the best player in the comp over the last 6 weeks. So he's performed for us. And like you said, he's doing it for this club week in, week out, not his club. But same with Windy. Windy's performed. He's a free agent. Obviously, we'll get to the whole rumours and everything a bit later. But he's still performed and elevated himself. And like these guys, mate, they've added thousands, hundreds of thousands to their contract by doing it. But I think we just need to just cool the jets a bit. They'll make their decision. I know it's hard because we haven't won a flag, second flag for what, 50 years, 55 years. We're all waiting for that. I feel the same. But let's relax. Just let the guys get through the season. They're performing. They're not doing a TDK where they're turning up and not doing much. But that's the thing. I think you just need to just relax. That's a process. As much as it's frustrating for everyone.
It is. It's killing us.
We'll get to the world. We'll have this whole debate. That. very soon, but just chill. Yeah.
Well, we will get to the results, but I did throw it out on Instagram to all our Saints fans. We had about 300 votes, and I thought we might get, you know, a really good decision from the fans. Like, is he staying or going? I just put that question out there. It's 49 and 51%. The Saints fans are still torn. Not 7.5, though.
He's got an opinion.
I can't jump in.
I'll just be... We said all the hysteria and everything. I know, like, Naz is now the number one player, but for this, at the start of the year, it was all King, and we were all the King. What the hell is going on, King? He's the one...
Where is King? Is he alive?
We haven't mentioned King for about... Since Naz has been on fire. He's been forgotten. He's been relegated. But... It's cool that we see Plugger, the number one best full forward in the history, most goals. He left the club within 2 years. We played in a grand final. We saw Barry Hall leave. He was leading goal kicker that year when we won, I think, 2 matches for the year. His last kick was after the siren, the last one before Naz to do it, where he kicked a goal. That was his last kick for the club. He left within a few years. We were challenging for grand finals again with Rui and all that class. So as much as we think it's one player, Clint will know, it's about the club in the end. And you'll always, like, it's hard.
It is.
It is hard. Like, it's heartbreaking.
Are we here now?
I think we should. I'm going to get to Proc in 2 seconds, but I will say.
Are we going
to
do question and break
it up? Actually, I'll just chime in and say, look, I'm hovering between the anger and the acceptance phases.
It's five stages.
Stage two, three.
So, but I am thinking as well, because I've been replying to a lot of the messages. Yeah. I've met EMs are getting flooded at the moment by this Naz thing, right? Yeah. And because I'm floating between anger and acceptance, Naz is my favourite player and has been for 3+ years. But if you don't want to play for the Saints, Naz, go play for someone else. No, because I would rather have a player who wants to play for us as opposed to the best player who doesn't want to play for us.
But he hasn't decided yet.
No, I agree. And we've had people saying he's 100% gone. But
he's not, like I think is actually a unique case where he isn't 100% gone. And I think, well, we'll discuss it.
Bullshit.
Let's do a question.
Let's get rough reality.
All right, one of the expansion sides in recent years. Name two players that we've recruited from the GWS Giants.
Jack Steele.
Jack Steele is one.
Oh. As in, on the list now?
Not on the list now, the other one.
Oh. Is there a recent-ish defender we got from them?
Oh. Oh, we know there's a defender incoming.
Yeah, legally.
I thought this one would trip people up.
BFL defender.
What, a defender? Or what sort
I'll
of
say utility.
Utility.
God. Oh, Josh Brucey.
Yeah, Josh Brucey.
Very underrated player.
He was all right for you guys. I'm surprised that they got rid of him, the Saints, or the Dogs took him, right?
I wanted to play King.
Yep, kicked a bag of 10 when the Dogs took him.
He was having a good season. No, he was a really good player. Yeah.
Should we just get into it then and we'll do our other segments after? Because we're here now. So, Proc, why don't you tell us what you think about Naz?
All right, well, I told you guys that he's gone as soon as he didn't sign after that game.
The Melbourne game.
We were all there, right? The greatest game I've ever been to. Sitting back on it now, was it 4 weeks ago? About that?
Yep.
3 weeks, yep. 4 weeks yep. ago? It's still, I think back, I'm like, man, that game was just extraordinary, like what happened in it, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, and when I saw Maxi during the week, you know, out the front of MSAC, and everyone's up and about. He's on Ross's shoulders. You know, Ross is like, come
literally
on
here, up and about.
Feeding him a bit of, you know, some drinks and stuff, up and about. Everyone's just pumped. You're signed that week. You just get it done.
But he hasn't made the decision.
I haven't finished talking. Right? You just sign because the momentum and like the energy within the club must have been just through the roof. Like the best feeling ever. And to come off that win, especially with the way you play, you just go, you know what? My next 2 years is here. I'm just going to ride this out. We're just going to go for it. Like, and it would change the trajectory of like where the team's going. But lingering it is doing more damage now than good. In my opinion, because now it's like, oh, what happened? Like all of a sudden these wins feel like losses.
Yeah, they really do.
Like everyone's in this sort of cocoon of like, what's happening with Naz as much as you guys, you know, they're actually getting W's at the same time. I'm telling you, if he signed and you win, mate, it's like sky's the limit. Like we're coming. Like
so
we're
he's
going
100%
through. He's gone. He's absolutely gone. 100%.
Let's clip. No, we have to say
this. I will guarantee you 100%. He's gone.
Can't be 100%.
He hasn't signed.
End up in the media.
As soon as you don't, you let it get this close. It's impossible. Like there's no other reason. But he's gone. And the interview. Yes, I know he's got issues and challenges around his interview and things like that. But that's it. That was it for me. It's my opinion, Chef. Let me finish. As far as I see it, that interview rolled into that week in itself, not getting it done, was it. So Saints supporters, I'm telling you now, we've got to think about the picks and what we're going to get. So if you want to, do you want to dispute that? Are you happy
I
to?
I do want to dispute that. No, I was okay. I think this is a, he might generally not have made, the latest report, I'm putting, taking these reports with a grain of salt at the moment. But the latest report on Fox Footy today, I don't know if you all have read it, was that he's leaning towards Adelaide now.
I did say that.
But then in the middle of the, in the second, third paragraph, he goes, he hasn't actually made a decision yet. So, it's conflicting reports. He might actually not have made the decision himself. And that's the reason why it hasn't got it. Because, normally you get inklings, when it drags out this long. But he just might generally not have made the decision. And look at Silvani still taking his free. He's meeting with clubs at the moment still, so he hasn't made his decision. Maybe this is just a new way it is these days, that they don't make the decision to write it. I agree 100% with you, 90% when it gets to this stage, they're gone. Because obviously, if you're going, you're not going to announce it till the end of the season. That's sure. Same with TDK and all the other guys. Mm-hmm. But maybe he just hasn't made the decision. Might be 10% that... it's still there, and we're clinging to that because we're Saints fans and we love
Naz. We cling to the
Clint's obviously providing the voice of reason. But same with Windy. Windy hasn't made his decision. And we'll get... just quickly on that. Well, so there was that whole... it was just mass hysteria during the week when that story... it was Wilkie that broke it, because if there's a heart and soul player, more than Windy, it's Wilkie, because it's just money in the bank. Put him in, lock him in. No fuss. No big deal, I'll turn up, I'll be an All-Australian defender, I'll be a leader, I'm not making... But then when you hear that Wilkie is disgruntled, and that it's coming because basically you're playing Lee Kelly, a guy who's barely broken into the GWS 900K, so more than Wilkie, obviously he's going to be upset, yeah.
Well, I'll come back to that, right?
Yeah.
Windhager is a different scenario.
Yeah.
Because he's got low-balled with his offer.
Yeah.
And he's not happy.
Yeah.
So Naz has been offered the world.
Yes.
He needs to take it, and he didn't.
Yeah.
The other one is Silvani, same thing, window for premiership. Carlton, where are they going? They don't look like they're going to win a flag in any minute. So he wants to obviously go and get some success, and he's been there and just done the whole same old thing for the last decade. So he's like, you know what? Maybe the grass is greener out there. Do I get a look at it? Again, completely different to a guy that's been offered a contract, has been upped his contract. It went from 1.5 to 1.7. They're talking 2 million now.
But they're talking, has he been offered it?
Yeah.
He wasn't offered the world at the start.
Either way, right, it's got to that level. Adelaide and Port probably can't get that number, but they'll be able to get something done.
Yeah.
Well, do you want me to break it down? Because my friend Jack said, can we break down the interview? And I think most of the fans have heard it. So what I did, Jack, was I put it into AI, ChatGPT. I put in the video. I put in the script. I talked about his body language in the video. I'm going to dissect it line by line for the fans. All right. Obviously, the decision everyone knows about. This is Naz. ChatGPT acknowledges the speculation directly, but doesn't shut it down. Neutral. Naz, obviously spoken to manager and family. They're included in my decision. ChatGPT highlights external influences. Family is key here. And given the constant go-home talk, that's a watch point. Naz, I guess I'm just focused on finishing the season off, giving my all to this club. ChatGPT, classic player in doubt phrasing. Giving my all to this club is careful wording. He didn't say my club. And players often use that distance in language when the future's uncertain. Body language, looking down awkwardly. Poor body language suggests discomfort. Either he's hiding something or he hates the speculation. Players who are locked into long term usually laugh it off or shut it down confidently. Looking back at Richo awkwardly, reads as uneasy, maybe guilty, like he knows what everyone's reading into it.
He did make eye contact with him.
Finally, what he didn't say, didn't mention loving the Saints, his teammates or the fans. Didn't say he wants to be here long term. Didn't deny the go-home talk. Didn't give a strong personal statement. Just, I'll finish the season giving my all. Overall read. His wording feels non-committal, leaning towards keeping options open. Family mention plus awkward delivery plus lack of empathetic I'm staying. Signs point to his more likely going.
If he was staying, this was the perfect chance to kill the speculation. Instead, he left the door wide open.
But he's like, it's that true. That's the door open because he's undecided.
That's right. How funny.
He's not decided.
Only I've turned to the bloody robots now to tell me if he's staying or going.
So either Naz is leaving or we need some serious media training.
Well, I've said all along, I listened to Cal Toomey on this. So Cal was away on Get a Ball.
I still got that early
beverage.
I really
Let's
do.
Break. So he was after the hysteria of all the, what was it? It was like go home fight from Brisbane. It was Naz is gone. Windy's gone. Steel is gone. Wilkie wants to go. Marshall is going. So what did Briley Beveridge say? What he said? He said the truth is no one knows what Naz is doing, not even his closest friends, if they do say they're lying. But if he doesn't call it within the next 11 days before season ends, he reckons that's it. Windy's been chased by three clubs, Melbourne, North, Western Bulldogs, because he's not happy with the current offer. But he said he is a loyal dog. And if he just up the offer, give him the better deal, he'll sign.
Love that.
Steele, if the club wants him, he's there. Wilkie, he's going to stay. What are they going to make him captain?
Yep.
Like we said, re-up his contract, renegotiate the contract, just wrote that. And Marshall, I think Marshall is just up for grabs just because of the situation. Because you've got TDK coming in, because he's 30 years old, because he's the one that does have trade value as well. And we do need to trade for Leek Alia the same as they need to trade for Naz or Windy. So it's all up in the air over that, but we'll see what happens.
All right, going down the highway for this next one. Can you name two players that we've sent to the Geelong Cats and one player that we've recruited from the Geelong Cats in the last, again, 5 to 20 years?
Stephen King.
Jack Stephen, Reece Stanley.
Oh, there you go.
There
bang.
You go. Bang, bang. I thought that's Stephen better. King was the tough one, but you got that straight away.
Easy done.
Anyone else that we missed? I don't know.
Who we got? We got Ryan Gamble.
Well, on the Cats thing, I'm happy to put this out there. The Saints supporters probably won't like to hear this. Marshall, I think he's gone.
Mate, if they give a first round for Marshall, you jump all over it.
I don't think you'll get first. You get an early second. You get Geelong will send an early second to the Giants and Alia. I reckon it'll be a three-way or something like that.
Yeah, really
I reckon it's something like that. I think the Cats will want Marshall. Menage definitely inside. Yep.
Well, they can't have it. All right, Saint or Sinner of the Round. We've been giving out a lot of Sainters over the past 4 weeks. So who wants to kick it off with either a Saint or Sinner of the Round for us?
Yeah, I'll go a Saint. I know it's a Saint again, but really happy with Garcia's game. Like I said earlier on the podcast, he's really grown into that midfield role. And look, I don't know where the future lies for McRae. I hope the fans are still with him. I don't, Yoz, maybe you can share some insight into what we're trying to do with McRae.
I think they're doing what they need to do.
But the problem is 50% game time now and finishing the games on the bench for a long period. Is it that Ross is losing faith in his style? Or?
No, I just think it's the development of the team. He needs to give midfield minutes to the guys. We've seen you can't play Steele and McRae together. So that's the deal. I think I saw what happened at the Bulldogs. That's what Beveridge did.
Should have rested him last week.
Well, that's right. Proc's been calling for him to be rested. But it'd be disappointing if we don't get more out of McRae, because otherwise it's got that the hallmarks of another failed recruit where we get, you know, someone like a Hanbury or even, I know Brad Crouch was okay for us, but then, you know, he's here for a few years and then he ventures off into the sunset and we're still looking for a class midfielder. So,
okay, well, to be honest, it all depends on Naz and Windy, doesn't it?
Well, that's
true. If he's here next year, it's going to be the same for Jack McRae. But if they're gone, he's going to be a vital cog in the midfield.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's the thing. That midfield needs something else. I think it is Filippo. That's the answer long term. But for the moment, my Saint Garcia, really happy with his ability to find the ball in recent weeks. I think that's been the one thing he's been lacking, is that he hasn't really been calling for the ball when it's in motion. He normally wins it at the stoppage, but he's now winning the ball at the stoppage and also calling for it and looking quite effective when he's bursting forward on that left foot.
He's got a bit of pop.
Love the ferociousness. You love having a player who doesn't back down from a fight and also one who isn't afraid to lay 10 or 12 tackles as he does every week. So
the hungry dog.
He's feisty as hell, Garcia. I love it. Yoz, do you have a Saint or Sinner of the Round for us?
Yes, I'm going to go my man Higo. I feel a bit bad when he was going. He's struggling. He had a bit of a little quiet patch in the middle of the year, you know, stuck him with a Dean Kent moniker. But what does he kick? 46 goals as a small forward with no real, like, taking on the number one mantle. He's had the ball kicked on top of his head. He's had to battle, like, 1-on-3 a lot of the times. He hasn't had much support down there with Butler being injured, collared. basically not doing much on here. Liam Henry hasn't done much, but he's taken him on here. 46 goals is a pretty good return from your small forward.
And he had four possessions.
Yeah, I was going to say, was it a Saint or Zinner?
Three goals.
No, he was good. You see his
he
goals?
Was good. Yeah, he was
competitive.
Good.
He feisty. Feisty.
That's
Jack.
It. I enjoyed that as well.
Four touches, three
goals. The feistiness, even though it was a youngster, Nguyen, he was getting stuck into him. And And Nguyen actually, even though he's only played a couple of games, he had a couple of nice scalps the weeks before. So maybe that's why Jack Higgins was
getting into him. Overall, 46 goals is a good effort.
Well, if he finishes against the Giants with four goals, can he make a case to get in the AA team, or is Dylan Moore and some other likes ahead of him?
Yeah, make a case. But I think if he didn't have that quiet period, he would have definitely been in, but he had a bit of a lull.
Hopefully the squad. But we know Naz and Wilkie will hopefully get him. We know Naz is obviously in the team. Proc, do you have a Saint or Sinner of the Round for us? Oh, no.
First round pick. Any danger of actually showing us something rather than a spoil?
Oh, no.
This is the second time you put him
in. Yeah, I've got him in again. I want to see more from the Viking. I heard he's Peter Knights and you're crapping on about him.
Come on, give him a chance.
Come on, mate. Look what about, I just want him to run off, get some handball receives, drive his legs and show a bit of flair, like take the game on, take a bounce or something. Like maybe the boys can give him a couple of easy balls as well and things like that. Like, he's playing that sort of third tall type. But I just want to see a bit more from the Viking.
Well, he got run down in the first quarter, I think twice, and kicked it out on the full. And he was very nervous after that. He did not want the ball.
Yeah.
And I can understand why, but...
That's why he's a sinner. Like, come on.
Well, he was following
he's
us
a top 10 pick.
Recently, but,
top 10 pick. I expect better. Who are the other top 10 picks this year, all right? Think about who they are.
Yeah, you've got Langford, Trevallier as well from ours. Yeah.
So come on. Let's go.
Yeah, actually, the good thing about the Viking is obviously he got off to such a good start with the fans. So he won the hearts of the Saints fans early and the praise of the commentators, which is good for him because if he didn't, there'd be a lot of ruthless Saints fans calling for him to be axed after those mistakes.
No, I'm just saying he got off to the right start. The Viking.
So, yeah, well done at least. At least he got off to a good start.
No, I love the Viking still. I have big plans for him, whether it's in the back line or the forward line.
I will say, like, I like him too.
We know.
But I just want him to get a bit more of the ball and to give a bit more and just show some bit more flair and, you know, drive his legs and just find some marks and get some easy ball and get going a little bit.
He'll get there. He will get there.
Yeah.
No, it's a bit, I guess, like all the excitement of the first few matches. Now that you're in the grind of being a full player, now he's finding about how hard it is. So,
absolutely.
I don't really know which way to go here. I guess I'll choose a sinner because I always choose Saints. I might go our man Zach Jones as a sinner.
Because
he had 17 disposals, but I know from watching the ground, he's one player. You know when you see like a Naz calling for the ball or like an easy handball received to your good players? For some reason, Jones just never wants to give it. He always wants to take it on with his own boot. I'm just sick of watching that. Like, I don't know what it was, when it was, but I was watching it and like Naz was there for a perfect little chip and Jones decides to do it himself. He just puts himself under pressure and just... It's a coach killer.
Come on, Jonesy.
Come on. He's finishing up. Let's be fair. He's not going to get another contract. You can give him a clip on his way out the door, Jules.
good servant.
Sorry, Jones. It's going down. GT pressure rating. So who do we think is under the pump? We can do this as a group instead of going around individually. But do we think there's anyone that needs to...
Yeah, I'm back. I'm keeping my recruiting going on this theme.
Yeah, nice.
I'm on the recruiter still because they've got some work to do. So they're always under the pump as far as I'm concerned, especially with Naz and what's going on with the contracts. But I've got a little bit... Again, we're going for more backup for our VFL program and, you know, we've got some work to do there. So I've looked in now to two clubs, Geelong and the Giants, for a little bit of backup at down back. Lachie Keefe, lingering.
Oh!
Just one or 2 years.
Still around.
Oh my God. Still around. Just plug him in. He'll cost about $190,000.
I thought you were going to say Lee Kalia for the VFL.
What? He's done.
No, but
he's coming. But I'm
bringing him to strengthen the VFL team.
But I thought with Alia, just throw Keith in with the steak knives, you know, and with the draft pick, you trade out or Marshall or something like that.
I might be keeping this person Lee doing it.
Just give you a cover for a year or two. Or your next one. The other one I've got up there is Jacob Weir, but he's a smaller type defender, again, just to give you a bit of support. And then the other two in Geelong VFL, Nathan Kruger, at Collingwood? Yep. Yeah, got delisted playing in the VFL at Geelong. Key defender, key stock,
Could, yeah, if he's fit, he's good.
But could,
he's,
yeah, but he's got fit and he's been playing a fair bit of footy. And the other one he's got is Koladashian's down there and he can't get a game. He's old. He's nearly 30. I think he's 30 now. But it's, again, just looking for this backup because we are dying for tools at the Saints. Here's another plethora of players for you. So that, I think that's around 8 or 9 now I've put together.
Yeah, okay. Team does need strengthening. We've thumped again on the weekend.
Yeah, yeah, no.
So on that note of recruitment, we're... Let's say we lose. The worst happens and we lose Nzaia. And then the even worse happens and we lose Windhager as well. Mm. Well, we can't just be recruiting defenders. What do we need in our midfield? What would we like to see coming back?
Oh, you got to get Butters.
Yep.
Zach Butters. Straight up. Naz for Butters. Would you take that? I would.
Well, that should be...
the fans that I'm killing when, themselves.
Good question, because when Jules and I did that podcast and we had Jake from Saints TV, he asked the exact same question. And this was before Naz had skyrocketed. He was just playing still halfback. He was going pretty well. And he asked, would you take him? I said, no, I'd still want Naz because he's homegrown. But I thought about it. But now you're just...
Well, now you got to... Yeah, I do. Would you take Naz and Butters one for one?
Oh, gosh, no. No, if we're giving Naz... I want Bergman. I want
You want two?
I want two.
Butters, you're just straight.
Butters, who's that? Come on.
Really?
No, you'd have to take straight Butters.
I'll take straight Butters.
Yeah, but they wouldn't give it
They wouldn't. That's the problem. How does this trade get done, Brock? This is the thing that...
Oh, it's going to be difficult.
It's going to be very complicated.
Incredibly complicated because, like, the draft pick itself, like Adelaide have got pick 17. The next is 42 and it's like 49 and a couple others after that. And Port don't have one until 26. So they have to trade out a first round, future first, get something back. You know, someone's hoping that Port are going to be no good, right? And they get the early pick next year.
They're no good at the moment.
And then, yeah, that's right. And then from there, obviously, then they trade it on to the Saints. That's really where it's going to get done. Or there's going to be a player movement as well. There'd have to be a player that has to
Is this something that his manager would be discussing with the side directly?
Absolutely. They'd be looking through these options right now.
Okay.
They have to, because otherwise, how's it going to get done?
Well, that's right.
Because if he doesn't commit, and the Saints just say, no, we're not happy with that, he walks to the draft, right? Look, and then he ends up at the Eagles.
Well, you know, with
number
the
bigger
player
manager.
Well,
right?
You know, with a bigger player manager.
And didn't the Saints do that with Luke Ball?
Oh, gosh.
He did, yes.
Yeah, and he won a flag.
So Luke Ball went to the draft. Collingwood picked him up in the draft for pick, what was it?
Pick 16,
16
I think.
16 early.
Mid-teens.
Yeah. Yep. And away he went.
I guess so he put Saints, a price on his head. But
yeah, but he put a price. So Naz could go to the draft. So the deal could not get done, maybe. Let's say it's 5% chance. Probably not.
He won't do it.
Yeah, but just, I'm just explaining to the listeners. No. And then what will happen is he'll put a price on his head on 1.7 mil, and then someone's going to take him.
But the thing is, they use the preseason draft and put the price on their head because they know they won't get taken.
Yeah, that's right.
But in this case, it doesn't matter what price Naz puts on his head. West Coast are going to take him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would they know that? Would they take him, though, knowing that he might be leaving to go to Adelaide or Port eventually? I mean, would you take that risk?
Yeah, why not? You put a good people around him, you back it in, just go, let's get it done.
Could end up like Jamara on the sidelines, not playing but getting paid. That's the thing. I guess if Naz stays at the Saints, everything's built around him. Whereas if he goes to another side, well, he doesn't know if he's going to get the same respect from the players, the same handball receives.
Always,
I know he's one of the best players in the comp, but you don't know what it's going to be.
Look at Dan
like.
Houston, right? Collingwood. Exactly. You know, he's not having the season he would have liked.
There's many examples of players who
absolutely there is. Absolutely there is. Yeah, the grass isn't always greener.
I agree.
Well, then my next question is directed to Yoz then, because the fans want to know, why is he waiting? So let's just say hypothetically he's staying. What would make him, wait this long? What's he actually waiting for? Because the money's already been thrown at him. The incentives have been peaked.
Not just a genuine, like if it's true, he just genuinely hasn't decided because he's actually torn.
But is that bad side, Yoz? Like, as in, like, if you really love the Saints, wouldn't you have signed by now?
No,
I'm still in my anger stage.
If he turns around and doesn't sign for an if he turns around and go, I'm not signing for an Adelaide club, I'm signing for Geelong, then you'd take it personally as a Saints. But it's always been like, I want to go home. It's
family reasons. We can live with that. Yep.
Like, it's like me. Like I was talking to Clint about this before we're doing the pod. I think Windy's the one that's even more hurtful if we lose him because he's an NGA kid. Naz has got his family ties there back in Adelaide, so that's a pull to go home. He'll get paid wherever he plays. It doesn't matter. He'll be the number one paid player. But Windy leaving, NGA kid, that means you have done something wrong. You have messed up your whole strategy. You've played it incorrectly 100%.
Why don't we bring his family here? I mean, we tried that with Tex Wanganeen. Why can't we just ship his family?
Get him on the podcast.
Stepdad's a former player.
I still laugh at the Teemu Mealier. One of the best ones ever.
Yo, so you generally think there's a chance that he's waiting until the end of the season to make up his mind?
I'm sticking with Yoss. I'm sticking with Riley Beveridge.
Stop arguing,
I bow to the Beveridge. Cal Toomey is my way. I don't care. Like I said, even if Naz says it, I'm not doing it to Cal Toomey.
For everyone listening, we're going to do emergency pod if Cal Toomey comes out and says what's happening with Naz. We're all getting on.
Then we're in trouble.
Here it is.
We're literally preparing for both scenarios. We've got videos ready to drop if he signs. We've got videos ready to drop if he doesn't sign.
No, I'm just trying to ask the questions that the fans have on their mind, because I've been through this before. I've been through it with Liverpool. When we were heartbroken when we lost Fernando Torres and Luis Suarez, everyone thought that was the end of the club. And then we bounced back and won a title. So I don't want Nasir to leave. I feel nervous and I get anxiety as well, like every other Saints fan when I think about it. But I do look at the other side of the table and know that if he does leave, it's not the end of the world, because we will get some good picks and we will rebuild.
It's not the end of the world, but the thing is, he has elevated him that much that if he does stay, it might guarantee you that flag.
Nice.
Yeah. It could.
And that's why it's so heavily on us, because the signature means more than Naz. It means a hope.
Combined with what you're building with the other players.
The biggest, I hear what you're saying and I want to think that too, right? You know, with the Fernando Torres sort of things. And
Fernando Torres.
No. The sliding doors, like it's literally, we're going to get this back. But the problem is the freaking draft is compromised now. Because Tassie are coming in. So it's not, and there's all these draft, the academies and things like that it's happened.
And this is
the worst year for it. So what you're going to get back is probably, it might be an early pick, but it could be a dud, with respect, because it's not the proper pool. So there's so many conflicting, challenges out there in that sense.
Have to fight and scratch and get the best deal, man.
Mate, they have to.
Well, and Gabby Allen will be behind
the
scenes.
I think we are owed, I know it's not like he doesn't have to, but I think we're owed an announcement this week, because I'd like to know if the last game I'm watching of Naz, I'd like to know before it, not after the fact.
That's a fair call.
What did I say in my...
I can tell you now, look in your eye, it's the last game in the Saints top for Naz, that's for sure.
You and Buddy Franklin are both saying it.
All right, on the other side of the table, let's think about the good news that we're most likely going to get Tom DeConin. And poor Tom, he's actually a little bit nervous, I hear, about Marshall going on, because if Marshall goes to Geelong, then Tom DeConin already has a target on his back. So he doesn't want Marshall to go. The word on the street is that TDK wants Marshall to stay, because he doesn't want to be, number one public enemy. Anyway, the trivia question is about Carlton. Name two players that we've sent to Carlton in recent years and two players we've recruited from Carlton in recent years. And I will say that they are either midfielders or wingers.
Blake Akers, Jack Noones, we've sent to Carlton from Saints.
Yeah, right.
Well, he went by a Fremantle, Blake Akers, technically.
picked up?
Yep.
Kane Ackland.
Kane Ackland.
Wow.
Was that one?
Well, that's not who I'm looking for, but I'll take it. There's two more recent midfielders.
Oh.
Jack Carroll.
Paddy Dow.
Yep.
Paddy Dow. Yeah. Sauce.
Both swimming along in the twos, just as they were for the Blues.
Sauce's men.
Planning for life after Naz and Windy, giving Paddy Dow another year.
Yours, I heard Proc mention sliding doors. Have you got a sliding doors for us tonight?
Yeah.
Sliding doors! We have to ask what if.
Wait, can I just say, what is with this younger generation? TDK doesn't want my... Mate, you're taking 1.7. You are the man. Be the man. You can't take 1.7 and... I hope Marshall doesn't go so I don't upset the fans.
Well, actually, Wright said it was 1.8.
Might be mean to me on social media. What am I going to do?
It's actually 1.8. Graham Wright said this. It was 1.8 million for... Is he signing for how many years? Seven, 8 years?
7 years.
7 years. So it's 1.8 for 6 years. And then the back end must be cheaper or whatever it is, like 800,000. Wow. So yeah, it's actually 1.8.
Look, before you get into your sliding doors deals, I will say that Luke Jackson was someone that Freo splurged on, right? And he's now becoming really prominent for Freo. He's had a really good year. But is it worth over, a mil point five? That's the thing. A ruckman worth that much?
So we've been trying to get players like Josh Kelly, Finn Callahan, LDU. Just someone finally
The only problem is, right? No. And is this such a Saints thing to happen, right? That they went for TDK and they should have. But then all of a sudden, Nasir Wanganeen just went crazy and become this, this sensation. And it's like, we've got to get this guy. And it's almost like, you know, I don't doubt the club. They did the right thing to go and get a big fish and to make a splash and do all that. But then now you got to look after this other rock star that's coming out of nowhere.
Yep.
And it's sort of conflicting in its sense, in its way. So it's a difficult one. I don't envy that.
Well, same thing with Port. Well, like I said, at the start of the year, oh, Naz is coming here. We better try and might have to get one first rounder from somewhere to get him.
Yeah.
Something he's fucking up this season. It's 3 first rounders. Yeah.
It really has thrown a spanner into the works. And no one would be complaining as much if TDK was dominating the game like Naz.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no.
People would be so excited. But instead, the Saints fans have turned on him already. Yeah. But no, I still have hope. Have they turned on him? Because I think what? They think it's affecting the Naz decision. So, and, you know, the media gets on our backs and says, you know, Wilkie's unhappy, all these things, and it just builds up.
Well, that's probably more the Elite Kalir thing. They play 25 games. He's going to get 800,000. Wilkie's All Australian's probably all the same.
I think that's the one that would have said them more.
Because that culturally, that is really important. Like, once you start offering, they know the boys in the locker room who's getting what. And, you know, you're coming in, you haven't built their reputation. It's like, who's this guy, right?
Yeah, so TDK goes, he's pretty good. I wouldn't mind playing with him. And the Elite Kalir is running around the BFL for the Giants.
Well, imagine if you were in the kitchen and you had a new staff member who came from another restaurant and started getting paid more than all your loyal chefs.
Oh, they're welcome to that's reality. It's like the same. It is 100% the same in kitchens. If you want to move, because there is a high demand for good chefs these days, you can get paid a lot more. But if you stay loyal and stay with your company, you're gonna get you'll get paid a lot less than someone who gets hired and comes in. And like I used to tell the guys, mate, if you worry about what other people are getting, you will never be happy, because as soon as you get what they're getting, you're going to look at the next person. I'm not getting that as much as him. You have to be happy with your situation, with your life. The whole thing in general, and not worry about what other people are getting. That's life in general. If you're worried about what's going on with your neighbor, you're always going to be envious or this or that. Be happy with you got. I'm getting paid this much. I reckon that's a fair whack. And move.
Good point.
But if you're not happy with the club and you're like, well, there's other issues, then move. But yeah, I think that's life. You know, like you pull someone out, you got to pay extra. If you stay at where you're with, you're not going to get as much.
Sorry, we've hijacked your sliding doors. What have you got for us?
No, I was just going to, like, let's do the sliding doors. Naz goes, Windy goes. Mm. What do you see our prospects for next year? Like, I'm going to say, like, I think the most person it's going to impact is Ross. Like, it's a real battle watching this team at the moment. We're battling to beat the other battlers. We're the one team that lost to West Coast. We're playing really unattractive football. At the end of last year, where we did beat some better teams like Sydney, Carlton, we were playing actually quite attractive attacking football, but we're really battling away. And if we don't have Naz there to keep you excited, Windy goes, there's going to be a lot of ill will out there for Ross, and I don't know how he'll survive. Like, he'll obviously coach him next year, but if it doesn't turn and these guys aren't there, there's going to be a lot of unhappy Saints fans out there.
Yeah, they've got there. They must. You got to keep Windhager. Like, he has to stay. He's like fabric, you know, type of person. You can sense that. So that should be a priority for the Saints to get that done.
Yeah.
You know, Naz is going, so you're just going to have to make sure you get a good pick for it. Simple as that. Or something in return that can at least, you know, inspire people. Like, I still think the Saints need a small forward, a real classy one that can come in and have a significant impact. Maybe there's some out there that are gettable, like Hawthorn, who've got a plethora of them.
Josh Rochelli, Adelaide
Rochelli. I don't know, like
he's Victorian.
Yeah, so like that's a need. I feel like Philippou is still your guy to be the star. For me, he has that X factor. He could be that get on my back, let's go with a big preseason. He could elevate himself into a real prime mover. And then when you get Kim back and all of a sudden you shore up your ruck and you got Aaliyah, as much as it's difficult to say goodbye to Naz, if you bring in a first round pick or two, plus you bring in someone like Rochelli, that's okay. You can build off that and go again. With respect to Naz, he's a very, very, very good player. Clearly, he's, you know, incredibly skillful and dynamic and just has that sensation about him. But he is replaceable, because there are lots of players that run off and give drive and create options for your team. And you can recreate that essentially in your development. Not like Naz.
Not like a Speppy on Bailey Fritch's head.
No. But you can do it within the system.
Yeah, within the team structure.
Where your key is, though, is that you have to have an inside mid, like, star. Every AFL team who wins a premiership, you always look in their midfield and you're like, oh, look at that.
Yep.
And you look at Brisbane, Collingwood with the Dacosses, you know, even Hawthorn have built it now around, you know, and they've lost Will Day, right? But they've got such a strong midfield. That's where it gets done, really, from the ruck. And I think TDK is a great move. And then for your midfield. So Philippou for me is that guy. Then there's Max King. And then it's about just getting the balance right and maybe not recreating, but looking for your draft picks and Taru to give you some more run and carry and things like that. And all of a sudden, it's not far off for the Saints, in my opinion. I don't think it's too far.
I think it's a fair assessment. Like I said, there's this whole Armageddon scene. Naz is going. But we, like, I think it's a really great point that you all brought up as well. The grass is not always green on the other side. This team is built for Naz to shine. That's why I don't think it's right for him to leave as well. He can be the best version of himself at this club.
Yes.
And it might be to the detriment of the club as a whole that we do that. Because the Saints do that. They build up their stars.
Yep.
Instead of having team success, we've had how many Brownlow medalists over the years? Mm-hmm. But we haven't had that team success.
Yep.
So I really think it is the best face. But it's not the end of the world if you use. But you just got to fight tooth and nail to get the best deal, get the best players in, and you keep building, because there still is that young talent core there. It's just Naz is a centerpiece, but he won't be.
Yeah, agreed.
Oh, here we go, that date.
He doesn't seem up. What's happened?
No, the one thing I'll say about fantasy is that you can read all the podcasts, you can read all the articles, listen to all the podcasts you want in the world, you can scroll the AFL website, but you have to go with your gut at the end of the day. Now, Brody Grundy's brother is actually top fantasy guy at the moment. So Brody Grundy's brother could win the car next week, which is a story in itself.
Wow.
I know, crazy, right? But Brody Grundy was the number one fantasy player over the last 10 to 12 weeks. He got injured last week, so it was time to find his replacement. Everyone went for Rowan Marshall. All the top dogs went for Marshall. Now, I've already got Marshall, so the other obvious answer was Max Gawn. But my gut told me something about Ruckman who versus Toby Nankervis and Tristan Cherry bouncing back into form. So I went against everyone else and I got Tristan Cherry in. I went one further and I made him captain. He had 18 tackles and 40 hitouts, 165.
So what happened then? Where are you?
Stephen Milne, I used to have his number on my back, 44. I'm now 44.
Yeah. I thought you were down. No, sad. I'm like, he's hiding it.
The hat is well and truly on.
He's a poker face. He should be hanging out with Naz.
Yeah. He'll be the greatest poker player ever.
Wait, you're going to get the hat.
The hat is looking good. You said the top, finishing the top 100 ones before. We're going to do it again this year.
Could old mate do a Bradbury and you just slide in at the end or not?
Oh, with top spot?
Yeah.
Look, I need everything to go my way. But to be fair, I jumped 30 spots this week. So can I jump 40 next week?
So is there a move that you can sort of predict that people are going to do where you can do the opposite and just...
100%. I've got to go unique next week.
Does that put you in... at risk and get outside the
Look,
top
I should be
though.
Safe now. I should be safe now at 44.
I'll lose that hat at 44.
Are you going to play it safe? Are you going to keep you took
no,
the
no,
risk?
No, I didn't play it safe this week. I went with Cherry and that's the thing. I won't play it safe next week.
That's an awesome effort, man. That's so cool.
Well, I'll tell you two players that might have good scores this week is Lachie Ash and Lachie Whitfield playing against the Saints. Why don't we talk about our game against the Giants?
Oh, yeah.
Saints round, is it round 24, do we call it? I think it's a Sunday game, away, obviously. How do we think we're going to go for our last game of the season?
Oh, they're going to get smashed. I think the Giants are just going to prime because they need to win. They need to win well. They need to stay on top. They're going to come out absolutely seething. It's going to be a difficult day.
Where is it? In Canberra.
Yep, it is. So we'll try and slow the game down, obviously, take a lot of marks, I think, just to steady the blow, I think. Yeah. But the Giants, they smashed us early in the year, and they're going to do it again.
Yeah.
And we're just going to hang in there.
It's going to hard work, you know. I think Toby Green and these guys.
Finn Callahan, off the halfback, their halfbacks will kill us. The intercepting defenders will kill us. Yeah.
This is going to be, you get smashed, and what an awkward flight home that will be with Naz. Likely to party, windy, not sure.
He won't be getting on Ross's shoulders.
Naz aside, I know our fans like talking about team selection. Is there someone who plays their last game next week? Besides Naz, is it a Zach Jones, for instance? Zach Jones?
I don't think he'll
That'll be sad to see, actually. We do.
No, can't question his effort. Like when he's out there, he always gives 100%.
Yeah, I think I agree with you guys. I think Jones, like he's been a good servant, hasn't he?
But he's got to move on.
Yeah, it's time to just rejuvenate and bring someone through.
Do we see Dodson getting another start?
No, I think that experiment ended early.
I don't know what they're doing, to be honest. We're going to swap out Collard again and bring Henry in.
Quite possibly.
I can't. How do the players react to this type of selection? Is it frustrating for them? If there's no consistency,
it would be difficult. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, half of the VFL coach. Like I got the nickname as the Grim Reaper for a while because I was walking around, you know, Hawthorn. They see me coming, they'll be like, "Oh no, Proc's coming."
Can I take you for a coffee?
Be like, "Hey man, how are you? Feeling good?" And like, "Oh no." So I had to be really careful about when I go and speak to these guys because they start seeing me hang around. They're like, "Oh, I'm gonna get dropped this week." The VFL coach is hanging off me.
I'll tell you one player not to miss out watching next week, and that's Lee Kalir. He'll be playing against the Saints.
Oh,
so that'll be interesting.
Mate, you have a field day.
That'll be awkward.
He'll be showing them up. Yeah, that's what you're going to get.
Charming, won't he?
Let's hope he doesn't get any fights with Garcia. All right, that wraps up another episode of Saints or Sinners. If you enjoyed the show, hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. Thank you for tuning in and supporting us. I'm sorry we cut the fan mail short this week, but if you'd love to follow us, where you can be found at Saints or Sinners Pod.
Yours. All right, just so one more last question. One last question for the fans. We're not going to give our tips for the match this week. We're going to give our tips for what Naz does. Let's get it. Final word from each of us. Come on, Clint.
I have a feeling I know where Proc's going with this.
Final word, Tony.
This is what the fans are listening.
No, yours. Thank you for asking that. I wanted to do this at the end of the segment as well. I'm going to say Stain. So Trent here.
Oh, you guys go first.
Yeah. Okay. Something about my heart says he's staying.
I still somehow believe that he's staying.
I just fell off my chair, sorry.
I'm staying. So Trent and Jules, the twins are saying staying. Yoz.
The head says he's gone. The heart says he wanted to stay. I think he's gone.
He's gone. Of course he's gone.
So we're 50-50.
Yeah, we're signed already, you idiots. That's why. This is the thing. No, every St. Kilda Every St. Kilda supporter is stuck in this like bubble of like hope and like, yes, he's going. Guys, he's gone. That's it.
I agreed with you.
End the podcast on that note.
Oh, my God. Now when the Saints marching in, now when the Saints go marching in, yes, I want to be in that number. When the Saints go marching in.